This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Biden's scattershot regulatory strategy. President Biden in a new executive order seems to be signaling to a wide range of corporations, industries, Congress, and the American people that if he can't get the job done with a well-targeted shot, then he'll try a scattershot approach and see how many targets he can bring down. It's wild and crazy, but I like it. In the famous words of President Reagan's director of the OMB, don't make the mistake of suffering from premature certainty. The 72 different pellets Biden fired were shots across the bow. None of this is said and done. The executive order was a work order for various federal regulatory agencies to get busy and come up with some regulations to address this array of issues, many of which involve industry and corporate profiteering with adverse impacts on consumers, therefore increasing inequality and allowing fat cats to profit and purr while we pay. Driving argument behind Biden's order was a full-on fusillade at corporate consolidation. The administration is essentially saying that even if this doesn't rise to the level of monopoly, it's definitely anti-consumer and needs to end one way or another. Most of the headlines replot the battle lines with the big tech, Facebook, Google, and Amazon crew. The media is in love with this theme and tries to handicap the odds of success given court maneuvers and decisions. The new tech-skeptical head of the FTC was standing by Biden, so the message I would read is that getting real trade enforcement rather than simply a DOJ antitrust filing might be the strategy du jour. Read past the headlines, and the appeal of this seemingly scattershot attempt has something for everyone. Here's a sampler. Making airlines refund baggage fees if bags disappear or are late, as well as charges for Wi-Fi and other amenities that don't work in flight. Getting around hundreds of dollars Apple and other charge to fix your cell phone so that repair shops and DIYers can do it themselves with better parts and materials. Having bought a pile of hearing aids in our family, I love the fact that the order includes moving to allow people to buy them over the counter and without going to a certified audiologist to purchase, potentially saving thousands. Expediting importation of prescription drugs more cheaply from Canada and examining why some are so expensive. Giving tech and even service workers a break on professional licensing restrictions and non-compete agreements. The order also targets banks hoarding information about your transactions and data, making it hard to move to other banks or follow transactions easily on credit cards and charges. I love that one too. Restoring net neutrality in broadband competition and price transparency. The order even takes a shot at the monopolization of meat packing, appealing to smaller ranchers and farmers and meat lovers everywhere. And the list goes on. Does it solve all the problems of wage growth and inequity? Of course not. Does it matter? Absolutely. The Wall Street Journal reports that a 2018 study in the Harvard Law Review found that median compensation for workers would be as much as $10,000 a year higher if markets were less concentrated. A University of Chicago paper in 2016 found that the decline in workers' share of corporate income is largely tied to increasing corporate consolidation. Undoubtedly, this order will attract as many enemies as friends, but let the shootout begin. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.